Welcome back to the Mastering Energy Medicine podcast. I'm Beth Manning, and I'm a master medical intuitive and psychic healer. And this is the podcast for practitioners, energy workers, and healers who are interested in opening your abilities and learning how to work with energy and to make the impact that you are here to make. Working with energy helps your clients and patients heal faster than they ever thought was possible and helps them achieve full body health and alignment. So welcome to today's episode, where I want to address a question that I've been getting a lot lately. And this is, how do I know that I'm ready? How do I know when I'm ready to do this work, to start working with energy, to start opening up my gifts and abilities? And I think this is such a common question, and I see it keeping a lot of brilliant, talented practitioners, therapists, healers, however you refer to yourself, it keeps them stuck. It can really keep you stuck. Because I think there's so much fear that can come with opening up our gifts and abilities. This is really an uncharted land for so many people. And I want to, in today's podcast episode, really help you to explore some of what's going on, give you some good questions to ask yourself, and really help to navigate you through this uncertainty. Because I definitely felt this uncertainty. I felt it for a while before I sought out a mentor, before I nervously took my credit card out and said, okay, this is my next direction. I have no clue what's behind this door, but I just know that it's right. And I think that's a big piece of it, is listening to our inner knowing, to your intuition, to that little voice inside of you that is pulling you toward energy medicine. Maybe you've been picking up a book or listening to some podcasts, or you're working with clients and it feels like something new is starting to open up for you, or you can sense that something new is ready to be birthed, right? It's like, for me, I was working with people and I was sensing what needed to happen, but I wasn't sure how to accomplish it. I had been working with a lot of muscle testing and things that would lead me to start to uncover emotions in people and start to uncover even maybe some events and things that had happened to them. But then it felt like I was just standing on the precipice, like, ooh, okay, now what do I do with this? What do I do with this thing? Like, I'm just holding this, you know, this hot potato and like, all right, do I pass this? Do I run with this? What do I do with this now? And I had always been the kind of body worker that I just always wanted more and more answers. So when I'd have a client that would get stuck, or, you know, it felt like, all right, well, I've tried all this stuff. I've, you know, read all the books. I've tried all the things that I've learned in my classes, and this person still isn't getting to the point where we both know that they can get to. And that was really the hole that energy filled. Like, that was really where I knew that I needed something else, and that understanding how to read the body's energy was really what helped me to take those clients further, to help guide them to where we both knew that they could go and really help them to heal at the level that we knew that their body was capable of and that they were ready for. But it was definitely a difficult decision to make. It was. It's, you know, it's not like energy is a college course that we take, or, you know, it's there's so many different avenues into it. There's so many different things that it's called. There's, you know, there's so many different ways into it. And I really invite you to explore to allow your body and your intuition to start to lead you toward what you feel called to. And it's okay if it feels completely new or you don't understand what this is or where it's leading to, but there are so many different ways that we can interpret this work, and so many different ways that people have of coming into this work and experimenting with this work. So I think that's really the first step, is trusting where you're pulled to. So I remember way back when I was just starting to explore medical intuition, I didn't even know what the heck it was. I just knew that I could sense the body at levels that were deeper and, you know, a little bit more thorough. And it was sort of like being a human X-ray a little bit. Like I could see things that were going on at a deeper level. So I remember I started reading some books by Carolyn Mace. I started listening to some different podcasts. And then, you know, I knew once I kind of had a grasp of what this thing was, I knew that, okay, I was ready to take a course. I was ready to go deeper. But I'm the kind of person that I don't like to sit on things for very long. I get in human design, I'm a manifesting generator. I get really excited by things and I want to pursue them. So I think for me, where I felt a little bit more hesitant or a little bit more stuck, like, am I ready for this, was after I had taken my medical intuitive classes and I kept bumping up against this word psychic. And I literally had never had any experiences with psychics before in my life, before I met my mentor, who was a psychic and a medical intuitive and a healer, and really helped to teach me and guide me and walk me off the ledge at many times as well. She was a psychic, and I had never even had a psychic reading. I had never, none of that had really called me in as a kid or a teenager. I didn't even have any tarot cards, or I think I had like one crystal before all this started. And I remember, you know, I was in class and people were talking about crystals and cards and all this stuff. And I remember thinking, oh my gosh, I'm behind. I need to have all this stuff. And that wasn't the case. You know, it's like, I find that these things are stepping stones. So if you're drawn to crystals, cards, whatever it is, I think they can be a wonderful stepping stone to working with energy, to working with the next level. I like to have my students start to read some crystals, or, you know, things like that, to connect to the energy, to start to read energy. Those can be great tools to do that. So I think it's really important to allow whatever part of yourself is interested in this to lead and to not judge. I remember I had some friends and family that were kind of skeptical about this, and you know, they were supportive, but you could tell, I mean, our society has views about psychics and, you know, about how we're supposed to heal and different things about doctors and medicine and, you know, the power of somebody in a white coat. So it's really important to also find some other people too that support you or that are on this journey with you, and to have a collective of people that you can go to and be like, hey, I'm worried about this, or I'm seeing this, like, I have no clue what this means. And I think that can be very helpful as well. And that's what I've been striving to create in my Facebook community. So if that's something that you would like, that more of that sense of community, I'm making some changes around there to have the same name as this podcast again, but right now, it's called Empowered Energy Healers. So facebook.com/group/empoweredenergyhealers. I'd love to have you join us in there. Because we need some camaraderie. It's great to have other people to talk to when you're going through a similar journey. And I think another aspect of this that is so important is to understand that, so the past year especially, and into this year, we've really been on this journey where we've been guided a lot stronger to our purpose. And the energy has been helping to strip away the things in your life, your thoughts, your beliefs, the people in your life that aren't aligned, the situations, to really help you to start to get a little closer to your purpose and to understanding really what lights you up, why you're here, who you are, who you're meant to be. Because that person that you've been in the past isn't necessarily who you're supposed to be in the present. We're supposed to keep changing. We're supposed to keep growing. And really the universe and the energy has been helping us to do that at a rapid rate lately. So if you feel exhausted or confused or sad or overwhelmed, or just like some days you want to just break down in tears and you don't even know why, part of it has to do with this energy that we're all feeling right now. And I think that question of, am I ready, really breaks down to getting past a lot of the fears that stand in the way. And I think there's a big misconception about purpose, because it's, I think a lot of people, purpose is kind of similar to reading energy. We think that there should just be this billboard that, you know, has your name and your purpose and your gifts, and, you know, that it's just going to be very obvious. And it's not always that obvious. Oftentimes, your purpose is something that you find by doing little things and walking in the direction of the things that light you up. It's taking advantage of opportunities that come your way that sound amazing. It's, you know, investing in maybe a new course, or, you know, buying a book that sounds interesting, but you have no clue what it's about, or taking advantage of an opportunity, a new friendship, a partnership, whatever it is. It's these little tiny opportunities that eventually one day you look up and it's like, whoa, I'm doing the thing. I'm doing the thing. You know, and for me, it was a very slow process. It was a process of, you know, we started out in journalism, went to massage school, did a whole bunch of different modalities once I started working with people that were nothing that looked like what I studied in massage school, and then led to this whole psychic energy work practice that I'm doing now, that led to me closing my office during COVID and deciding that I wanted to work completely online. You know, that was, if you'd asked me in massage school, I never would have thought that I would be doing what I'm doing now. I didn't even know what it was that I knew nothing about medical intuition. And when I went to massage school, I specifically chose a program that was very medicine-based, that even reflexology felt a little too out there for me. So there was a big shifting and a big transformation. And so much of this happened just by listening to my inner, you know, my inner guidance, that intuition, that soul that kept nudging me in the direction of energy work until it was difficult to ignore. So I think a big piece of it is looking at the fears that are coming up for you right now. We often think that, I've noticed this, if we fear something or we have this anxiety around it, that that's our intuition speaking. And this isn't accurate. Our intuition is connected to our soul. And your soul is expansive. Your soul craves expansion and growth and opportunities. And the way that we expand and we grow is through doing new things. It's through having new experiences. It's through failure. But failure isn't quite what you think it is either. Failure is really just a redirection, because the energy of this year is that there really is no failure. You can't fail. The only real failure comes when you don't take an opportunity, when you stand with your feet planted because you're too afraid to move forward. That's the only failure that you're really capable of having this year. Because anything else you do, I promise you, mark my words, it will lead to something different, something better, something more aligned, something that maybe you had to experience in order to really get to the good stuff, something that made you powerful, something that helped you to align more deeply with yourself along the way. That's failure's job. So I think as a society, we have this view of failure that limits us. But I would really invite you to see failure as something that is expansive, something that can actually help you to grow so much faster. It can really expedite your growth. So I want you to look at some of the fears that come up when you ask that question, am I ready? And these are, you know, these are valid things that we have to look at, right? So maybe it's fear of judgment from others. You know, what will people say about me? What if, what if they don't know what this is and they judge what I'm doing, or they say that, you know, I'm off, like this isn't what I'm supposed to be doing in life, or, you know, that I'm a weirdo or whatever it is, right? Looking at these things, because once we start to address these fears, and I really invite you, look at these fears, take a fear that you have, right? So maybe it's if I start doing energy work, like, oh my God, what are my clients going to say? Are they going to think I'm weird? Is my family going to think I'm weird? Are they going to say, like, can you make money doing this? You know, whatever the fear is, however ridiculous that fear sounds, okay? Even if it's the fear is like, well, what if this isn't what I'm supposed to be doing in my life? Take a look at that. Take a look. And I want you to find the truth, the actual truth underneath the fear. Okay. So looking at that fear and the judgment. So, you know, what if my clients or my friends or people judge me, right? Okay. So what if they judge me? What happens when people judge me? What's so scary about that? And start to unpack it. Start to unpack it to the point where it just feels silly, right? It just feels silly. Because sometimes these fears are just your ego talking. And the ego's job is really to keep you small and to keep you safe and to keep you from getting hurt or having an experience that maybe you'll regret doing later on. So it would prefer that you just woke up every day and did the same thing. It doesn't really like variety very much. So you might just have to have a little talk with yourself of, hey, I really do think this is the next thing for me. This feels good. I want to explore it. I want to see what I can do here, you know, and start to befriend that voice and start to build your own trust and your own power in yourself as you start to shift and make some new decisions. And with energy work, I think we can read about it, we can talk to other people, but the real power is in doing it. And that's why I love to do these foundational classes. That's what I've really dedicated this year to creating, are some foundational classes for working with energy so that you can really start to see that, oh my gosh, I read the energy of that thing, or I did read my client's body correctly. This is what's going on. Because I think with energy, there isn't necessarily confirmation that you're going to get until you work with someone else. And let me tell you, there's so much power in that, because it's so difficult to guess and wonder and just know if you're doing something correctly, and having somebody confirm it for you and help you understand how to do it more powerfully, how to keep tapping into it, how to keep increasing your accuracy and your trust as you go. So that's really what the classes that I'm creating this year, that is the goal, is to help you get in the door, help you understand your unique gifts, help you start to work with energy, reading energy, getting more confident and trusting in your abilities, and you know, really taking this as part of you and expanding and playing with it. And the beautiful thing is that no one can teach you a method of reading energy, because you have your own. And once you learn how you experience energy, how you sense it, how you work with it, like, there's no stopping you. There's no stopping you then. It's an amazing thing, because I don't teach you my way of doing things, because my way is not your way. And it would do you no good to try to memorize my way, because it's all about uncovering how you do it. And that's the beauty, is that knowing that we were all born with gifts and abilities. And it's so beautiful when a practitioner comes to that crossroad, when they, you know, when you realize it's your time, that it's your time to open these up, to really explore yourself deeper, and to really go down that road of working with energy, exploring yourself deeper, uncovering deeper aspects of yourself and your healing and your power. So I hope that answers the question for you of, am I ready? I would love to hear your thoughts on this. So please head over to the Facebook group. I'll put the link down in the show notes. And please share this with your friends. If you have a friend who's body worker, therapist, chiropractor, physical therapist, anyone who is considering doing some energy work, who would like to open up this these abilities and really start to explore themselves at this deeper level, I would love for you to share this podcast with them. And I would also be so, so excited if you would rate the podcast. That helps more people find it. And thank you so much for joining me today on Mastering Energy Medicine, and I'll see you next time.